If you talk about the finality of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then there are these ayahs of Quran which support and prove this belief that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the last messenger, the last prophet of Allah. There's one ayah of Quran, part 6, Surah Al-Maida. It is mentioned, Allah Almighty made his religion complete. Now respect viewers, when it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the religion complete, that means the religion has been completed and there is no need of any other prophet. And this religion will not be abrogated like previous religions. Rather, it will remain until the day of judgment. So this clearly proves that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as the last messenger of Allah with the last religion of Islam and the last book of Allah being the Quran. Further, the finality of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam can also be supported and proven from this very verse of the Quran, part 28, Surah As-Saf, verse 9. He was sent with guidance and the true religion so that this religion would prevail over all other religions. Meaning, this is the religion which will prevail over all other religions. There is no other religion to come. There is no other prophet to come. There is no other book to come. So the final prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has arrived with final book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being Quran. And final religion of Islam is already there. So there is no other prophet coming after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with any new religion or any new book. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding and we believe in the finality of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as this is from the necessities of our religion. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.